AI News by Conjero.
We've got six headlines today, starting with Stanford. The Pichai walkout over Project Nimbus and ICE ties is a reminder that enterprise AI buyers now price geopolitics into procurement decisions, not just latency or model quality.
That walkout wasn't theater. Students and faculty signaled reputational and ethical risk attached to vendors. Institutions buying AI now factor partner government relationships and public perception into contracts and SLAs.
Anthropic's sudden shutdown of Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for non-US users looked like a technical outage, but it was triggered by a commerce export control letter, an operational vulnerability for any global AI service.
Exactly. This isn't a jailbreak narrative. It's about how export rules and government letters can force access restrictions, creating availability and compliance risk that product and ops teams must plan for.
Meta's Facebook AI mode is a pragmatic move, using public posts as a signal to answer queries faster. It's a scalability play that leans on the massive, fresh corpus already on the platform.
But turning public posts into authoritative answers raises trust questions, attribution, consent, and amplified misinformation. Platforms will be judged on how transparently they surface source signals and correct errors.
On the demand for unhackable LLMs, the Anthropic case exposes a blunt truth. There's no engineering checkbox that makes a model unhackable. Threats evolve, and so must defenses.
That's a policy mismatch. Regulators may ask for absolutes, but engineering works in probabilities and mitigations. Measurable SLAs, patch windows, and incident playbooks are more realistic requirements.
Google Cloud's AI threat defense playbook pushes exactly that engineering approach. Tag resources, budget for detection, and plan phased rollouts to reduce blast radius and scale response.
Those operational controls, tagging, resource isolation, rollout gating, turn security into an engineering discipline embedded in CI/CD rather than an afterthought bolted onto deployments.
The export controls on Anthropic also have a defensive security angle. A 76-person open letter warns that banning tools removes capabilities defenders use to find bugs and harden systems.
Losing automated offensive-style tooling for defense creates an asymmetry. Adversaries don't pause for policy. Defenders risk being under-equipped at the exact point defenders need automation most.
The market effect is tangible. Enterprise buyers will start weighting vendor geography, export compliance, and defensive tooling access when negotiating contracts and incident response obligations.
Vendors are already adapting. Geo-partitioned offerings, national instance models, and stronger provenance for training and inference. Those are stopgaps, but they shape product roadmaps and cost structures.
From an engineering standpoint, teams should assume partial outages or access limits are possible and build observability, feature flags, and rollback plans into model rollouts from day one.
And legally, policymakers need to coordinate with industry. Controls meant to curb misuse can inadvertently hobble defenders unless exemptions, clear processes, or rapid appeal paths exist.
Put together, these threads show a shift. Geopolitics, operational risk, platform trust, and security engineering are converging. Organizations that win will treat AI procurement and deployment as a socio-technical problem, requiring legal, ops, and engineering alignment.
Good framing. Staying resilient means building contracts, controls, and playbooks that accept uncertainty rather than pretending it can be eradicated. Thanks for the tour. We'll dig deeper tomorrow.
AI News by Conjero.